This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In China's Hubei province, 100 more people have died from the COVID-19 coronavirus. The death toll is nearing 1,400, and with more than 5,000 confirmed new cases in China, hopes that the occurrence of the sickness had seen a slowdown have been erased. One glimmer of good news, the rate of virus cases among healthcare workers has come down sharply. Dr. Michael Ryan is with the World Health Organization.
This outbreak has expanded very quickly in an unsuspecting health system. So we also need to look at how many of those health workers were exposed unknowingly within a clinical environment, how many were wearing protective equipment, how many had training. There's a whole load of factors we need to look at.
Japan has reported its first coronavirus fatality, a woman in her 80s. Authorities say it is not clear how she was infected, noting she had not traveled to China nor had contact with anyone from Wuhan, the virus epicenter. Australia has extended a ban on travelers who have recently been in China. This as a cruise ship passenger in Sydney is tested for the coronavirus. Here's Phil Mercer for VOA.
Foreign nationals traveling from China aren't allowed to come to Australia until at least February 22. The ban, originally for 2 weeks, has been extended by 7 days and is preventing thousands of Chinese students attending Australian universities and colleges. The restrictions also bar Chinese visitors from Australia during the usually busy summer vacation period. The tourism industry here believes the financial impact of the coronavirus will be worse than the damage caused by the bushfire crisis. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The United States confirms it's negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence agreement with the Taliban in a possible step toward a political end of the war in Afghanistan. Under the temporary accord, talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government are to begin within 10 days. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, the Justice Department says it is dropping the investigation into former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe over a media leak. McCabe has long been one of President Trump's favorite rhetorical targets since he dictated his removal from the FBI just days before he would have been eligible for a pension. McCabe was the instigator of the probe into Mr. Trump's possible campaign coordination with Russia. No reaction yet from the White House. Hanging over the situation, U.S. Attorney General William Barr's complaints about President Trump's tweeted expressions of displeasure with the Justice Department and those who work there. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
"I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases."
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
"People in the department are men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job."
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison, and then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Not to be outdone, President Trump today tweeted that he has the legal right to ask his attorney general to involve himself in the prosecution of a criminal case. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg apparently accepts that the social media giant may have to pay more taxes with calls for digital tax reform. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Facebook's CEO is expected to tell the Munich Security Conference on Saturday he's backing plans for digital tax reform on a global scale proposed by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. According to an excerpt of his speech provided in advance, Zuckerberg will say, "I understand that there's frustration about how tech companies are taxed in Europe. The OECD plan would require digital and internet companies, including social media platforms, to pay more tax in countries where they have significant consumer-facing activities and generate profits." Charles de Ledesma, London.
Delegations from Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan continue their discussions of water usage related to the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam being built in the Nile River. Following 2 days of meetings in Washington, the U.S. Treasury Department says the technical and legal teams are making progress toward a final agreement. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, now on a trip that will include stops in Angola, Ethiopia, and Senegal, says he is closely monitoring the negotiations. Gene Randall, VOA News.